Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. I'm waffling away, and I haven't pushed the bloody slider up. What am I like? Right, let's go back to the start. Take it back to the start. Boom. Give it some of that. Welcome. Welcome again. I think all I'll have to do is I'll have to take this down and edit it. Might have to edit the first down long I've been on. The first 10 minutes off. Oh, what a prat. What a prat. I've got it right in front of me as well. So we start. So what I was saying at the beginning, it's because there's nothing on the telly. Not until 4:45 anyway, when the kickoff for the France-England Women's Six Nation final should be a good one. I think our Red Roses are going to win. They've won every other game, so there's no reason why they can't win this one. So I was saying that I'm coming to you live from the old Hill Manor, and I'm your host, Lord Hill. Now, right. So, start again. Today, we had our fourth Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club over at Hornet Services Sally Club. That went very well again. So, today we had about 77 veterans turn up for breakfast. We're almost at capacity. Yeah. It almost took us to capacity. But it was busy. It was really, really good. We had our local MP, Dame Caroline Dynage, turn to. We also had, I think, Mark Lancaster, her husband, who I believe is the Lord Lieutenant of Hampshire. He came with her. And we also had a local councillor, Leslie Moynihan, who is a veteran in her own right. So they're looking forward to Thursday and the old Doobie What's It thing with local elections. It's going to be interesting, local elections. I mean, so many people are fed up with the old, what's the name, aren't they? The Conservatives. They should be even more fed up with Labour, because if you put Labour in, you've only got yourselves to blame. You've only got yourselves to blame on that one. What else have we got going on? Well, that was it. So we had a really good breakfast. Getting some real positive feedback from it. So the next one is in a couple of weeks' time. And we're just going from strength to strength. Now, an update on the Bantam. I had the tool turn up, the tool to tighten up the clutch centre. It's like a figure that fits over the splines, the things. So you put it on and then you grunge up. What I couldn't find out is what torque setting to put on. Read through the whole thing and it doesn't tell you in a Haynes manual what torque setting to put it on. It tells you what torque setting to put the front sprocket on. But it don't tell you what torque setting to put the nut on. And obviously I haven't done it right because it keeps coming undone. And then I've got no clutch lever. And then it's panic mode when you come to stop. Because you've got to try and find neutral to stop it. And then you get going. You have to sort of push yourself along. Give it some revs and drop it into first. And it pops you up into a wheelie. That gets going. Even that, or it stalls, and then you've got problems. Because then you've got to find neutral, start it, and go through that whole process again. So, I've had the clutch apart. I've put it on. I've tightened it up. Now, I'm just trying to find out whether it needs to be torqued or whether it's wait and see. So that's the Bandon project. Now, the Enfield, the new Himalayan. We're still waiting for it. I have been assured that it is in a country and it's with the distributors. I just wish they would get their bloody fingers out. Get it here. So I've been pestering poor old Claire every day. Any news? No news. Any news? No news. She says, I'm pestering them every day. You're pestering me, I'm pestering them. So, and she's explained to him how important me getting this bike is. Because I need to get it run in, first serviced, hopefully with the accessories on it before the end of the month. Because I ship out the night of the 31st of May on the big adventure. That's all going to be documented. You'll see a lot of stuff coming out on that over the next few months on my little trip, my 4,000 mile trip. So, yes. Now, today, guess what turned up? I have it arrived today. Just an hour or so ago, actually. Look at that. Got it rolled on up. That way up. Yes, this turned up. The new tent. The Lone Rider tent. Let me show you what it looks like. That's the Lone Rider tent. So, that's my today. So, I'm going to be doing a little video of that when the weather goes right. I'm going to be putting it up, doing a video, unpacking it, putting it up, show you all the bits and pieces on it. Then I'm going to put it back together. Then I'm going to pack it away and roll it up, get it, see if I can get it back in the bag. So that's the Lone Rider Moto tent. Hopefully, all depends on whether the panniers turn up or the panniers I can get. It's the rack that the panniers sit on is what the problem is with the bike. So they're forecast to come at the end, towards sort of middle towards the end of the month. So if I get the bike and I've got to go without the panniers, it's going to make life a little bit difficult because I'll have nowhere to sort of put my bag across, and I'm hoping to take the tent because the second half of the trip I'm going to be camping. So I've already looked at iOverlander for some campsites and some of the places I'm going. So I'm going to be doing a lot of videoing. So I need the panniers to carry the kit in, and it's a bit of a concern at the moment. I'm concerned at the moment that it's all going to come together. So I'm just hoping it's going to be all right on the night, you know. So what else is occurring? What else is occurring at the old Hill Manor? Well, James and his new bride, they've come back off their honeymoon from Japan. Arsehole. And we've had a little bit of sake. And the house is upside down again. Mess everywhere. But hopefully it's only for another few weeks until they can move into the new house. Because they moved out of James's flat a couple of weeks back, the week or so before they went on their honeymoon. So we've got a garage full of stuff. We've got stuff all around the house. Because both of them work from home, there's computers set up all over the place. Oh dear, we'd like that. It's like that. So that's what's occurring at the old Hill Manor at the moment. And apart from forgetting to put a slider up, and I checked it all as well. I was checking it. I even checked it on there. Then I've got to push the slider up. What am I like? What a muppet. But what else is going on in the world of the heel world? Other than sort of waiting for the bike to turn up. Oh, I've been doing a load of videoing that's all ready for the Hornet at 60. So I've interviewed half a dozen people. I've got a couple more to do, ready for that. They've got there's a big weekend coming up where we've got royalty coming and all sorts. So, better get it right. So, there you go. That's what's happening in the world of here. Oh, also, I'm getting involved in a new project. This new project is Veterans Radio UK. And it's all about giving information to veterans, talking to veterans about mental well-being and all the rest of it like that. Stuff that I normally do on the Wednesday everyday conversations. But it's going to be going out on a radio station. So this guy's got in touch with me. He used to work for BFBS. And he's asked me if I'd be part of this new station. It's only been up and running for a month. So it's in its infancy, shall we say. So keep your fingers crossed. That'll all come together. That'll all start going well. At the moment, they play quite a bit of music. And they put some ads on about veteran stuff. And they put the news on there, put the weather on there, that sort of thing. So I'll update you more on that as we go forward with it. Other than that, I think, because I've been such a muppet today, I have been a bit of a muppet. I'll love you and leave you guys. So until next week, hopefully I'll come to you live again next Saturday and give you a bit more of an update. And hopefully, if I've got a new bike, we'll do it from the toy shed and I'll give you an heads up on the new bike in the toy shed. So until then, thank you for being there. If you're getting this on the catch up, I'm going to try and edit out the first half of it. I've been a muppet in the first half. I forgot to push up the slider. I did. Anyway, so until then, TTFN. Ta-da for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.